Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister. We are at First American Bank, J.B. Falgu Building in Vacherie, 2785. Be here until 6 o'clock tonight, and then we will be on the road tomorrow heading to Charlotte to take on the 5-4 Carolina Panthers. And David Newton covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN at D. Newton, ESPN. Newton is N-E-W-T-O-N. David, welcome to the show.
I appreciate it, and right now I know the Panthers are kind of on fire, and I'm actually at a establishment watching fire spinners going around, so sorry about the background noise.
That is all right. You're on with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister, and that was kind of my first question. I mean, I've watched a lot of your games, and you know, certainly the big win on the road with Green Bay, and so this is going to be a little leading, and I think, but I listened to a lot of radio shows, and they're like, are the Panthers for real, right? 5-4, are the Panthers for real?
The question for me right now, I think the Panthers are a much improved football team over what they've been in past years. For real, like in for real, a playoff contender, I'm not sure quite yet. I think beating Green Bay was a big step. They had to beat a team with a winning record to kind of prove that they were legit, because their other four wins came against teams with losing records and really struggling. But I'm also kind of wondering if Green Bay is for real, because they've not been the team I thought they would be this year. So, but I do think that Carolina's headed in the right direction. I think they've got the foundation for being a team that in years to come can be a playoff team. I think Bryce Young is coming to his own. I think the defense has got a lot of great pieces. Derrick Brown and J.C. Horn, those guys, they're playing really good football right now. And so, yeah, for real, compared to what they've been in the past, they for real are really making a lot of people in Charlotte happier they've been in the past years.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you. You know, do you see, even though, you know, right now I know there's some question marks, hey, is this team a playoff? But I think you kind of answered it. You know, do you see enough as far as overall young talent for them to be at least an ascending team where every year, you know, they're a 10-plus type win team?
Yeah, they really need to win this game and next week against the Falcons, which they've already beaten 30-0, which may have been the most surprising game for me of all the season. But then they've got a really big stretch where they hit San Francisco, the Rams, Seattle's mixed in over there. They got Tampa Bay twice down the stretch. So for them to be for real, they've really got to probably win 3 or 4 of those games to prove that they can be a contender. I think they're a team that's kind of on the cusp of being a playoff contender, but it's still, you know, still a little bit of a ways. I mean, they've overcome some things. The injuries on the offensive line, they started a lot of different combinations. Bryce Young missed the game. They didn't win that game, but they've shown promise. I mean, the defense has played you know, so much better. Last year was one of the worst defenses I'd ever seen in my life. And this year, you know, they've been around the top 10, top, you know, top eight or so in some major categories. And I think that, at the beginning of the season, I said if the defense could be a top 18 defense, this team could be in a lot of games. And they've been better than that. So I think as well as Bryce seems to have played, he hasn't had to be a star. They've had a lot of good things. Rico Dowdle has been amazing. So, yeah, I think this team's got a lot of really good parts and are building in the right direction. I think that's the best way to put it.
Talk about Dowdle. So it's his first year in Carolina. Chuba Hubbard probably got the bulk of the carries, at least in those first four games. And then week five, Dowdle comes in and he just implodes, right? I mean, and he's got – he's 735 yards rushing. I think he's like third in the NFL, and he really didn't play a ton in those first four games, and the Saints have struggled running the ball. So the difference of a football team running the ball well, like Carolina is doing, and also pretty good in the red zone offensively and really good defensively in the red zone, man, you're dictating the action because you're able to run the football.
No, exactly. It kind of reminds me a little bit about, you know, their GM, Dan Morgan, in, what, 2002 when he came in here and he was a linebacker for the Panthers and John Fox was the head coach. They built that team. They had some good weapons. Steve Smith was a wide receiver and Mazin Muhammad, but they started off building that team around the running game and on the defensive front and trying to make that team really tough to beat that way. And this team's kind of been built the same way by Dan Morgan, who said from the very beginning he wants this to be a team that's built from the inside out, and they're doing that. And again, that team, you know, after what 2 years after going 1-15, reached the Super Bowl. And I'm not saying this team's headed to the Super Bowl in another year, but I do think the formula is right. If you look around the league, most of the top teams right now are really running the ball well. I don't know if it's a trend. The league was pass happy there for a while. I don't know if it's going back to, the 3 yards in a cloud of dust type thing. I don't think he's quite there. But Rico, to me, I mean, nobody really knew. He did well at Dallas last year, but nobody really knew just what kind of a talent he was. He's a violent runner. I mean, he hits the hole as well as anybody I've seen out there. And he's like in between the tackles. He's I think he leads the league in yardage inside of a tackle. So I can't say enough about what he's done. I actually thought it was a mistake from Dave Canales when, Chuba Hubbard came back to kind of alternate the series because they were doing so well and they won two games with Dowdle. And I think he saw quickly that Dowdle, was heads and tails above what Chuba was offering.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of it may have been as well not going away from Chuba, you know, just because you believed in him so much from a financial standpoint. And, you know, but Rico has definitely changed that team. But, you know, when you talk about changing it, if you look at the guards of who they signed last year, that's the type of guards they are. I mean, they're road graders, and so it fits the model of what you're trying to build. And, you know, you talk about Dan, and, you know, you talk about, Jake DeLome, who I've seen him and Dan up top, you know, and just we talked a little, I guess that was last year, I somewhat knew the vision as far as seeing and just talking about who they want to be. And I'm glad that it's paying off, because I know for a while there it was, you know, it didn't seem like the vision could happen, and maybe they had the wrong people leading it. But I'm glad that those guys are having some success in, you know, what they believed in and, you know, what they're trying to build for Carolina.
No, I agree totally. And I think you got to credit a little bit to David Tapper, who was very impatient for many years. And then, you know, he could have easily moved on again from last year from Dave Canales, but he stuck with him because he believed that he had the right people in Dan Morgan and Dave Canales to move this thing forward and the draft. And he still believed he had a good quarterback in Bryce Young. And you saw some of that towards the end of the season. You didn't see it immediately this year. They looked just about as bad as they were last year, those first two games. But they've settled down and found who they want to be. And I think a large part of that is Rico Dowdle and establishing that running game. Because when you got that running game, it takes all the pressure off Rice to have to be the star and carry the load. And it gives the defense time to rest. Because, you know, last year the defense, gosh, every time they got off the field, it seems like they turn around and going back on the field because the offense was so bad.
And I had spoke to Jake this week for a different show, and we were talking about Dave Canales, and you're right in that what he did kind of last year, he benched Bryce, right? You bench a number one pick, and then you kind of do the same thing with Dowdle, and you're like, hey, you're our guy, but when you bench Bryce and you do the thing with Dowdle, he has that locker room. That was Jake's point.
Yes.
That Dave Canales, that locker room is behind him 100%. And, you know, there's a lot to be said there.
No, you're totally right. And I think the fact that he did bench Bryce, because players were kind of getting a little restless with what was going on. And I think, you know, I think it was good for Bryce to step away and kind of watch the game and slow it down a little bit for him. And he's been really clutch in the final minutes of a game. I mean, that's where he's really been good this year. He's 4-0 this year and won four games. He's just made no mistakes down the stretch in those type situations. So, yeah, I think the formula is right for them. And as they add more pieces, they get more dynamic offensively. But, yeah, and they got guys like T-Mac at wide receiver, their first-round pick this year, I think. In years to come, he's going to be a big-time wide receiver. He already is pretty darn good. He actually said last week when I asked him, how do you evaluate your first half of your rookie season? He said, average. And, you know, his numbers might look a little average, but the things he does and the coverages he draws, it opens things up for everybody else, and it even helps the running game. So, I mean, they've got a lot of good pieces and a lot of draft picks. That's why they didn't make a trade at the trade deadline, because they value those draft picks and they want to build around the draft and they want to make this a team, young team that can win for a lot of years.
And as you kind of talked about, this will be the biggest wide receiver crew that the Saints will take on. I mean, Tet's 6'4", you got 6'4", 6'4", 6'3", 6'2". I mean, this is going to be a big, big lineup. But I'm not a fan of the way that the season has laid out, because we are the same. Our first division game wasn't until week 8. You played Atlanta early, but you've got us twice, Tampa twice, in Atlanta. So the whole the schedule in front of you is so NFC South driven. I'd like to see it a little more balanced. I don't like to see it all so late, but you know, you can kind of control a little bit more of what you want to do.
No, I agree. And the Panthers actually, the way their schedule sets up, they've also got a bye late here. They've got another 4 or 5 weeks before they get to their bye week, so they'll have a chance to to catch up from that. And again, that stretch where they hit, especially back to back against San Francisco on Monday Night Football, and then you go into face the Rams. I mean, that's a pretty tough 2-game stretch, and to me, two of the better teams in NFC. So that's going to be that leading into the Tampa Bay game. So they can find a way to split a couple of those games and be in position down the stretch with Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay is playing really well. Baker Mayfield and that group, that they've really impressed me, especially with all the injuries they've had, and especially a wide receiver. To do what they've done has been really surprised me in a lot of ways. So, but Carolina has too, and I think all they wanted was a chance to be relevant again, and they've kind of put them in that position to be relevant, and they haven't been that way really since, 2019, and only halfway through that season.
Well, we're 1-8, so we want to be relevant as well, and so we will see how things go on Sunday. It's always a good matchup. Tyler Shuck, just to be his second game. Appreciate your time, and best of luck. Other than 2 games, the rest of the season, knock the heck out of Atlanta and knock the heck out of Tampa. We'd love it.
Well, it's been interesting because I asked Dave Canales today. I said that you. The trap games, you never really had a trap game, and this is for you a trap game. And he said, I don't even know what you're talking about. We prepare for everybody the same, but this is the first time they've had a trap game where the opponent is a big, a big underdog in a long time. So it'll be really interesting to see how they handle it.
Well, we're getting used to it, and you guys had to deal with it last week in Green Bay. 2 touchdown underdogs in Green Bay, go to Lambeau and get that victory. Wasn't the prettiest game in the world, but when you can win kind of not – pretty and get that W, all the more important. Now, thank you very much. That's David Newton, covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN at D Newton ESPN. David, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.